Flights to Hong Kong were cancelled from Sydney this morning, although the Hong Kong International Airport was again opened. Some protesters have stayed at the airport overnight, but it appears that moving protests show no sign of abating. Monica Attard is a Walkley Award-winning Australian journalist and the head of journalism at the University of Technology, Sydney, and she's currently at Hong Kong Airport, a first-hand witness to the protests.
We were the last flight in last night before they closed the airport, so we were the last flight that was allowed to land, and we were just transiting through for a night and day. We're leaving tonight, we hope, we think, we're not sure, for Delhi.
Right,
maybe
okay.
We're leaving and maybe we're not.
Yes.
Because so, flights are being cancelled left, right and centre.
Oh, goodness. So, look, you've arrived in Hong Kong and at the airport there. What is it that you found when you arrived?
Well, we arrived in the arrivals lounge to see that there were many thousands of students, and that was the thinned out version. Apparently, just an hour and a half before, there were many, 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 many more thousands of students there. But when we arrived, as I say, it was very crowded, it was very loud, they were imploring people who were arriving to listen to them very gently, a lot of them apologising for the disruption because they'd been made aware that the authorities had closed the airport. So they were very apologetic for the disruption, but wanting people, giving us pamphlets, wanting us to listen and talk to them because they're now at the point of desperation, you know, you feel. So, and at the same time, of course, there are protests that are continuing on the streets in the centre of Hong Kong itself, in the city. So, you know, there's no diminution of their zeal to get what they want here, and clearly the authorities are clamping down as well. I mean, there is fear that the military would be deployed, but of course there is absolutely no visible sign of that as yet. But we heard that this afternoon, it's now Tuesday, and we heard that this afternoon, well, I was at the airport this morning, I just wanted to have a look to see how many had stayed overnight. A few had stayed overnight, but not a large number, but they said that the reinforcements were coming at between 1 and 2 o'clock, and they were ramping up the protests again there.
And how tense do you think it is? I mean, compared to all the other hotspots you've been in around the world in your career?
Look, you know, I certainly don't get a feeling that it's tinderbox tense, you know? I mean, I don't feel that. I don't feel any danger at all. But, of course, the danger arises when the authorities decide that they're going to do something about it. But right now, it doesn't feel dangerous. That is at the airport. In the city, it's another matter altogether where the police have been very, very heavy-handed and very, very active. That's another question altogether. But certainly at the airport, which is the focus at the moment, it doesn't feel at all dangerous. There are a lot of security police, airport security police, milling around. Certainly this morning they were building up and caucusing. You could see them talking in groups all over the airport, but no state police.
And do you think that people are really angry with Carrie Lam, or is it really Beijing?
Oh, I think they're angry with both. And I don't think they make a distinction between Carrie Lam and the regime in Beijing. They're disappointed and they're upset and they're frightened. I mean, they really do feel as though they're losing control of their territory. And, you know, they don't feel it's, you know, one passport, two systems. They feel it's one passport, one and a half systems. And that's, for them, not good enough. I certainly don't get any feeling that these young people are going to be giving up anytime soon. And that's the other notable thing about it. I'm struck by how young they are. I mean, these are all very, very young university students. And they have a lot to lose because it's their future that they believe is at stake. So I certainly don't feel as though they're going to be giving up anytime soon.
Is there any feeling that there's a big effect on business there?
Well, not that I can see. But again, you know, I've been focusing out here at the airport, so I haven't seen what's happening in the city. But I did catch a train into the centre of Hong Kong this morning. And I thought the trains were particularly empty, to be honest. And I don't know whether I'm sure that's not the norm. But I'm not in a position to say because I haven't been on the ground in the city for long enough to actually make a determination. But, you know, certainly the reports are of flight capital, certainly there are reports of capital fleeing the territory, which doesn't surprise me in the slightest. And as we saw this morning, the stock market has also taken a very, very significant hit this morning after what happened at the airport yesterday. So there will be residual economic effects. That always happens in situations like this. But I don't think the students are at all focused on that. For them, this is a life and death situation. For them, this is their future. There would be no... The Hong Kong that they were born into won't exist, they believe, if they don't grapple this problem now.
Professor Monica Attard, Head of Journalism at the University of Technology, Sydney, and at the airport there in Hong Kong, speaking with me. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.